Any particular kind of worm?
Red worms. Well, there's different types.
Alright.
Red worms is the only ones that I know, though, but there's some kind of worm grows out here on these trees that people fishes with, and I don't know what the name of them are.
I'm not sure either, but there's some people call it a ringworm. I've heard of that.
Ringworm, that's what gets on you.
On you. You're thinking of ringworm.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought you said.
I said ringworm. Ringworm.
Yeah. I don't know what these is called that's out here in these trees, but they're kind of a woolly looking worm.
Oh, yeah. Is that more of a...
I don't know what they're called.
What do you call it? It's kind of a larva of some kind of insect.
Might be.
All right, now. The hard shell thing that pulls in its neck and leg, pulls it into its shell.
Terrapin? Turtle?
Alright, that's fine, pretty good. And I think in South Georgia, they sometimes they call these gophers or something like that, but that's what I have in mind. Now, a kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams, and when it swims away, it goes backwards.
I don't know what that is.
It's got claws.
I know what you're talking about if I can think of it.
It gives itself a thrust or a push, it goes backwards.
I saw them, but I can't think what they are.
All right. If I use the term crayfish, can you think of any other term?
Crab? Fish?
All right, right.
I believe that's what it is.
All right. Now, some people call these a crawdad.
Yeah, I've heard them.
Right. Now, these people sometimes like to eat these small fantail sea animals with a thin, transparent shell. They're caught by dragging nets along the bottom of the bay or the gulf or the ocean.
I don't know that.
Right. I was thinking shrimp. But of course, people inland like we are don't have them. All right. Now, the insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it. And when you get hold of it, powder comes off sometimes.
Camouflage?
Alright.
Butterfly?
Right. I've never heard that term
used
before.
Camouflage? That's what I've always
called
them.
Beautiful. Yeah. Alright. What flies around the house and lays its eggs in old clothes? Especially wool.
Moth?
Flies around with a light in its tail by night.
Lightning bug.
Alright. Now, this is a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings, and it kind of hovers over small few places. Damn places. Sometimes people say that they're a sign that snakes are nearby.
Snake with them?
Some people call them a snake doctor.
Yeah, I think I've heard them called snake doctors, but we usually call them snake widows.
Right, and I think I used to call them a dragon, plain old dragonfly. There's all kinds of things. Interesting. All right, what kind of those stinging insects do you know that give you a good sting?
Bees, wasp, yellow jackets, hornets. That's about all I can think of. Bumblebees.
I think you probably mentioned these that kind of fly around at night and bite you, and sometimes they
mosquitoes. Yeah.
I think you mentioned those.
Right? Yeah, I did.
All right. And the small insects that burrow in your skin and raise welts. Little tiny insects.
Mosquitoes does that if they bite you.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in the red in the grass sometimes, and you can walk and give it up. All right, right. Right.
Chigger.
Yeah.
Oh,
right,
yeah, chiggers.
Right. And are there any other names for that?
No, I never heard of it.
Okay, fine. Now, insects, some green and some brown, that hop along the grass in the summertime.
Grasshoppers?
Small fish used for bait.
Minnows?
And what do you find stretched across the corner of the room when it hasn't been cleaned?
Cobwebs.
All right, okay. And are there any other names for them?
Spider webs.
All righty.